Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's accept.
Motion to accept the minutes from the previous meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Mr. Larry Furman.
Thank you, Commissioners. It's a pleasure to be here. And so Commissioner Furman, Commissioner Dixon, Commissioner Jolivet, and Mr. Williams, it's truly a pleasure once again. Larry Furman, Director, Three Valley Conservation Trust. And so I am here to seek your support for applications to the Ohio, it's actually the Ohio Department of Agriculture, their Ohio Agricultural Easement Purchase Program for on behalf of farmers who are applying, all of whom are in Riley Township. And I believe you have draft resolutions before you today. So these farms are seeking to be protected through the state agricultural easement purchase program to always be a farm and would always remain under current agricultural use valuation.
Any questions?
No. Larry, does this enable these farms to get any farm preservation funding of any kind, or how does that work?
The it's a very competitive scoring system and process, but those who are successful in this process would receive funds if they accept them. What they're essentially doing is they are these funds are provided as a bargain sale purchase of development rights. So it's a purchase of development rights program. It's usually for 40 cents on the dollar of what those values are. And yet the program is so popular that every year it's oversubscribed by 20 to 1. So our hope is that we can get one farm protected through this program in 2008. We were successful with one in 2007 and 2006. In 2006, it would have been the Tincher Farm, and in 2007, it was the Muhlenhardt Farm, their home farm. So it means that this will always be this way. It'll be preserved in perpetuity. And as you can tell, when you preserve one farm a year through a program, it doesn't generate a tremendous amount of momentum there. What does is the fact that neighbors talk and want to help one another, and that's a wonderful thing. The other thing is that you'll probably know that many of the properties that we work with landowners to protect actually protect significant stream corridors. So they help water quality just by the nature of their being protected. And they're required to adopt conservation plans to implement best management practices for all the various resources on the farm. So they would be required to adopt and put into place if they didn't have stream buffers, for example, and so on.
Questions?
None?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So we have a resolution then to in support of an application to the state of Ohio to the Agriculture Department for the purchase of agricultural easements of various farmland in the Riley Township area.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Larry is also a township trustee in Oxford. Everything going well there, Larry?
It is. We are about to consider the adoption of a township comprehensive plan. And we're actually pretty excited about it because the group that has been working on it is a very diverse group that has been working for a year, and we believe has come up with something that is innovative and will work for, you know, that wide diverse group. So good. I'm excited, and I'm hoping that my colleagues will feel the same. I believe that they do.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Good deal.
Sure.
All right. Thanks. Okay.
Thanks, Larry. Mr. Michael Fox, you're turning the program over to. Okay.
Me? Okay.
I thought you guys
were. Oh, am I doing it now? Okay. Well, I was waiting for the proclamation, so you guys.
Well, I have that too, but he used to do that to us all the time.
Okay, well, hey, I can top him, believe me.
Well, I can't believe he's giving up the microphone.
You notice, see how I'm standing over here? My mouth is a little bigger than his.
Yeah.
So when the proclamation is made, first we'd like to thank the county commissioners. My name is Sue Gregory. I am a foster parent with Butler County Children's Services for 18 years. I'm also the president of FAST, Foster and Adoption Support Team of Butler County. May is National Foster Care Month. We hope to raise the community's awareness of the need for more local foster families. In 2007, there were 364 Butler County children placed outside their homes. More than 70% of those children are placed in homes outside the county. There's just not enough local foster families. There are less than 100 local foster families licensed through Butler County Children's Services, less than a third of what is needed. We can tell you that being a foster parent is not for everyone. It is difficult and at the same time the most rewarding experience to help a child heal and perhaps reunite a family. Why it's not for everyone? Imagine it's Thursday evening at 5 o'clock. You're fixing dinner, your children are busy with homework and getting ready for the next day. There's a t-ball practice in an hour. Your husband is mowing the grass and the phone rings. It's Children's Services. They have a child who needs a home. The child was taken in a drug raid that day. That child hasn't been bathed in some time, and we don't have clothes for you tonight. It's highly likely the child has been drug exposed and is highly agitated. Can you take him? What would you do? Most foster parents will say yes. Why? Because they are helping a child. They can make room in their homes, in their families, and in their heart. As a foster parent, you never know from one day to the next what plans you will have to change and how you are going to find the time for all the kids, much less yourself. And yet there is this heart that beats inside when the phone rings that says, yes, I can take one more. I can love one more child and hope that it makes a difference. Then a child leaves and your heart is broken. Maybe I can't do this anymore until the next call and the next child. And so it goes. We need and want your support. As a legislative body and on a political level, we need your support. We need your support at our community events and your positive support of our roles in the community as foster parents. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate it. And thank God we have people like you in Butler County. Even though they're more rare than we would like, obviously, but have a heart of gold to do the job you do.
Thank you.
You've said most of what needs to be said in the proclamation, but I'll kind of cut it down a little bit. The change of a lifetime is the national theme for this year's Foster Care Month, and Butler County provides compassionate and nurturing foster families with a safe, secure, and stable home to more than 364 Butler County children at any given time. Now, therefore, be it resolved that we, Charles R. Furman, Donald L. Dixon, and Gregory V. Jolivet, Commissioners of Butler County, Ohio, do hereby proclaim the month of May officially as Foster Care Month in Butler County, Ohio, and urge all citizens to honor Butler County's foster families through recognition and support. We encourage each and every citizen to volunteer their talent and energy on behalf of foster care children. Foster parents and the child welfare professionals, who work with them, please encourage interested families to seek information about foster care during the month and throughout the rest of the year. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You want to accept this or?
Thank you very much.
Mike, you have anything you want to add at this time?
I think she said it all.
Denise, you want to touch on the festivities for 12 o'clock?
Well, actually, I'll touch on the festivities, but I'd like to introduce you all to Gene Campbell. Gene is our foster and adoption recruiter that has come on board with us recently. And Gene wanted to talk about some of the things that we've done in the, come on up here, on the first 100 days, or, well, not 100 days, the first, what, how many, the last 30 days? What you've been able to accomplish in the last 30 days? It's really pretty amazing.
In the last 30 days, we have worked diligently with the foster and adoption unit, with Denise and the PR unit, and with Brett from Volunteer Services. We've put together a whole new entire information packet for foster families. We held an event at Calvary Christian Church at the beginning of the month of April, and we notified 490 churches in our area. We notified all of our community partners. We did not have a big show for that event, but Calvary Christian has agreed to partner with us and to work with us throughout the year. They would like to do the event every year, and the people that we did meet at that event have all already started their foster care training to become licensed foster homes.
I'm going to interrupt, too. Three of those families, I believe, said they were interested in only accepting teens. So although we might have had a small numbers that came, the quality was very high because, of course, we have older children that need homes.
Also, since that event, the beginning of April, by the end of April, we had sent out 100 of our new information packets to families in the Butler County area that have actually either we have contacted out through our community events, or they have contacted us by web submissions, or just because they've heard the word. So we've sent out 100 packets in actually 20 days. So we will be following up with those over the next few weeks, and hopefully we will be able to turn those around into licensed homes as well. But everybody has been working diligently together to make this all happen. And our hopes is that we can get a bigger number of foster homes in our community to help our children.
What's the timeline between making an interest and filling out the initial application to becoming a foster family? How long does it take?
It can be anywhere up to 2 years. Some people have come across somebody or met with somebody or heard about it somewhere, and they might ponder on it for a while and then contact us. And because they've had time to think about it, they immediately sign up for classes. Some people, it can take them up to as long as 2 years before.
What would be, say I'm very energetic and want to become a foster parent and I want to sign up and want to start from, you know, without considering, you know, the pros and cons, say I want to do it, how long would that be?
It can still be
2 years?
No, it can run from the time if somebody decides they are definitely ready, it is more about 6 months, depending on
where the classes fall. Yes.
Okay.
3 to 6 months. They have to complete, the new rules are 36 hours of pre-service training plus the home study process plus the background check. And then their license, if they're approved through us, then the license request is sent to the state. So 3 to 6 months, depending on how quickly they can move through the process. Again, there is paperwork and background checks The home has to be inspected, fire inspected, to ensure that children are safe and that families are appropriate. So it does take a little bit of time, but 3 to 6 months.
In the background checks is determined, you know, that the interest is really truly there instead of just a monetary gain of becoming a foster parent.
That's part of it. The background checks are part of it. But that also is dealt with, I think, too, in the home study. The mm-hmm. home study, an assessor is assigned, and the assessor goes out and interviews everyone that is in the family. So it isn't just the mom and dad. It's interviewing the kids that, if the family has birth children in the home. So they're assessed in terms of their ability, their willingness, to be a foster family. And then you have the background checks, and they have to be physically fit and able, you know, to care for a child. So those are all the types of things that a family goes through to be licensed by the state. It's not an easy process, but I don't think any of us would want that to be an easy process necessarily. No. It ensures that children, you know, we're taking them to ensure that they're safe, and we want to make sure that we're putting them in a safe environment. Yep. Also, our television spots will begin to run today and run through May and June. You all approved those purchase mm-hmm. orders, I believe, at the last meeting. So they will also begin today. And this afternoon at noon, we're going to have a kickoff rally here in the lobby of the Government Services Center. And thanks to the donation of a gentleman that Mike knows, we have 400 pairs of shoes on display downstairs. And they're a pair of shoes for each child who's been in foster care. You're going to be speaking. We have several employees who will be speaking. But we also have a very lovely young woman who is a foster child who is getting ready to turn 18 and graduate. And she's going to come and talk about her experiences with foster care. And she's really quite amazing. Her name is Chantel. So we hope that you will all come and join us.
That's very good. And as you mentioned, Commissioner Jolivet will be representing the commission at that. And he will read the proclamation again there, is my understanding. So.
Do you have any questions? Can we answer any questions?
No.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we appreciate every one of you for being here today. It's obviously for a great cause. I want to go into the agenda, please.
Sure. Communications. First, you're requested to approve various transfers and appropriations, which include increase appropriations to the ISP grant, Fund 681, and misdemeanor jail reduction grant, 721, in the amount of $154,533 and $29,956 to enable a reimbursement of unused prior grant funds back to the grantor. Next, in probation services, Probation Services Fund 730 is increasing appropriations by $25,000 and $20,000 respectively in order to buy a new filing system and a new security system for the new offices for the probation department. Next, Job and Family Services requests a transfer between accounts in order to enable the payout of transportation cost that is being reimbursed from the state. Finally, in the water fund, we have an accounting technical adjustment of $182.33 that needs to be made in Fund 4100. Going into personnel, you're requested to approve at the effective date of close of business May 2nd, the elimination or abolishment of a position of the criminal justice coordinator. Next, under personnel, request to approve the pay increase from $1,059 to $1,101, a 4% increase, which is a step increase for David Fugit, Deputy Dog Warden. He requested to approve a personnel action in CSEA that involves Patrick Southern, an attorney, for a step increase that is moving the pay from $1,646 to $1,723, a 4.7% increase. This particular step carries a higher percent increase than their other steps. Their other steps are near the 3% level. Next, under Job and Family Services, you're requested to a personnel action to grant a step increase to Lana Benton from $27.53 per hour to $28.63, a 4% change. Then under Job and Family Services, Fern Carr is employed as Investigator 1, and we have a longevity increase in the pay from $16.59 to $16.65, a 0.4% change. Continuing on in personnel actions in Job and Family Services, we have a pay increase for Carlos Chang, employed as the Unit Support 2 a bilingual worker. It's a step increase that takes their increase from $14.54 to $14.77, a 1.6% change. Continuing with Job and Family Services, Kelly Suit, which is employed as a referral specialist, moves on a temporary assignment with a pay increase from $18.12 to $19.57.
Isn't that just the other way around?
Excuse me, that she's coming off of that position. That's correct. Thank you, Mr. Jolivet. She's coming off the temporary assignment, moving from 1957 to 1812. Next, we have Marika Campella, which is employed as an eligibility referral specialist, and that assignment, the temporary assignment, also has ended, where her pay is being reduced from $19.57 to $18.12. Next, we have under Job and Family Services, Bobby Winning. Bobby is moving to a temporary assignment beginning April 26th, whereby she is increased from $15.65 to $16.90. That is a 8% increase, which is in line with the bargain unit temporary assignment for training or mentoring. So we continue on in personnel. We have a resignation to be accepted from a Lakeisha Moore from Job and Family Services, effective April 25th, 2008. She was employed as an eligibility referral specialist too. And under Job and Family Services, Job and Family and Children Services contracts, we have a contract, an agreement with Adopt America Network for the purchase of adoption services, effective April 21st, 2008, continuing through April 21st, 2009, with the maximum expenditures of $4,000. This is for our placement and adoption services. Corresponding with that contract, we have another legislation that grants Adopt America Network a special situation that enables them under HIPAA, to be able to obtain information about medical data involving some of the adoptees. Next, under Environmental Services, you're asked to authorize Chuck Furman to sign a sponsorship agreement involving the Mill Creek Watershed Council of Communities on the Mill Creek Confluence Project. This is a sponsorship agreement that provides for studies of that particular watershed area. We previously had authorized this, however, the EPA has changed the project number, so we have to reauthorize that particular agenda item. Next under the engineer is requesting you to approve the awarding of a bid of equipment for two 50,000 GVW tandem axle trucks to be awarded to J.W. Devers and Son in the amount of $135,890. Finally, under miscellaneous, you're requested to approve a ground lease with SD Aero LLC for the construction of a hangar on the lease property at the Butler County Regional Airport.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Commissioners have anything at this point?
Nothing.
Anyone in the audience have anything at this time?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.